Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
I feel like Kirk is healthy. He's been healthy since he's been here, since he's been back. Obviously, the restriction that we had on him early, just like I talked about throughout, you're not being obstinate either. The restrictions we obviously put on him when he first got here, being smart with the OTA days. Obviously, when we came back to training camp, he was full go and be able to move. Other than the scrambles and some of those things, we limited, you know, towards the end of training camp. We allowed those things to happen, got him ready to go. We got into a game yesterday, and we got to get better.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. I mean that's it. I mean that's what Raheem was going to say. There was
he was messed up. We know.
Even if that's not true, right. Which time will tell.
Right.
Raheem wasn't going to be like, yeah, no, dang, I don't know, that Achilles is worse than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Here's the thing, and we've talked about this ever since Kirk Cousins was signed and knowing the injury and all that kind of stuff. Kirk Cousins wasn't exactly like
mobile
when he was young.
Exactly. Like,
when Kirk Cousins was at Michigan State,
he was not mobile.
He was 20. He wasn't moving around much. And he even said, coming off the Achilles, like, well, you know, probably not going to be quite as athletic, right? Yeah. So, also, T.J. Watt was on his ass all day. And when he wasn't, Alex Highsmith was. And when he wasn't, the other guys that were on that defensive line were. So I know that there's a, I don't know if people have seen it. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, whatever. But I know there's like a super cut of all the dropbacks of Kirk Cousins from Sunday. And, you know, I made the mistake, or maybe not the mistake. I ventured into the comment section to get the real expert opinion,
It got sent to me three times before I'm like, okay, what is this?
It's always weird to wake up with a bunch of notifications.
Yeah.
Because it's like, did I tweet anything?
Yeah.
I wasn't even drinking last night. Did I tweet something
dumb? Right. And then I'm sitting there, video.
Got it.
I'm like, okay.
And all I saw was a guy who didn't have time.
Yes.
Like, that's what I saw.
You want to tell me about the video? And then like, they was on his ass pretty much.
Yeah. And even a guy who didn't have time and also didn't look good.
Yeah.
Did not play good.
He did not play
didn't
good.
Didn't make very
rusty,
many good throws.
Looked he didn't
rusty.
Have time. They got to figure out Zach, Z-Rob, whatever you want to call him. They probably in the lab already. Figure out how to get him time. Now, them other dudes got to play better. Drake London, I saw a thing this morning, said he was on Joey Porter Jr. Island.
Mm.
You got to get open.
Yeah. Is that an island now?
I don't know.
I mean, Joey's good.
He's very good.
He's a good player.
He ain't good as the guy who was the original island.
Are we just, yeah, we're just going to.
We're going to get islands now?
You just can't just have an island.
You can't have an island.
Yeah, Revis has an island.
Yes, Revis. And it was a real, real, real place.
It was an island.
Real place. I got plenty of teammates.
Richard Sherman had a little island for a while.
I got teammates that went vacationing on Revis Island.
Nobody wanted to vacation.
And there was nothing funnier when they, because you knew. I was like, yeah, man.
See you next week.
Yeah. We're on a plane coming back.
One for seven today.
We're coming back from the damn New York City. Like, yeah, man. You locked me up, dog. But it wasn't me, dog. You try to explain to him. You had pressure, dog. That was the only reason we couldn't get you the ball, man. It was pressure. No, Revis had your ass clanked.
Daryl Revis decided you weren't going to play
today. You weren't going to play today. Exactly.
So, Joey, I don't know, man. I would hope Drake needs to not be put on islands.
Yeah. No, he does not.
We need Drake London to not be islandable. An island boy.
The best player on this offense, the best player on the Falcons offense, Andy, is Bijan Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
He played well.
He did play well.
Because he's the best player.
Yeah, he is.
But everybody got to come along with it. Now, Bijan, they got to figure out his touches because he's going to get the crap beat out of him.
Yeah, he had the ball a lot. Yeah, he was like 50% of the offense.
Yeah, he's going to get the crap beat out of him.
Which also he kind of had to be
Exactly.
Kirk had to get it out
necessity.
Of his hands and get it to him.
Out of necessity. Yeah. That means you got to protect better so Kirk can have time to get other guys at football. I still think Tyler Algier needs more than three carries.
I agree with you.
I just think
he was effective in his carries.
Effective in his carries. Yeah. 70 yards a damn carry thing.
Yeah.
And so
again, I would imagine they probably wanted a lot of stuff to happen.
And it was taken
that
away.
Didn't happen. Yep. And because TJ Watt ruined their day.
And that was my thing about it when I was outside cussing at Nico, but not cussing him, cussing about my thoughts.
Isn't that the worst when you get the brunt?
Yes.
And you didn't do anything.
Nico was like, he was just happy hopping
like,
around.
Well, I didn't miss any blocks.
Yeah, that's how he was. Like, but that's the thing about it is like that's why I was talking about Zach was adjusting to that. Because you go into a game plan with 15, with the first 15 or whatever, how you have it scripted, and you have this whole game plan, Andy, and you know what, boy, it be clicking, it be looking good in practice.
And the
baby.
Say this. Huh? The first 15 were pretty good.
Yeah, that's a woo.
They were pretty good.
What happens after those?
Yeah. You found out who could coach.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes.
It's okay to say Mike Tomlin's a pretty good coach.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin saw what was happening. Yep. Obviously, TJ Watt, these guys on defense, saw what was happening. It was Zach Robinson's first game as a play caller. It wasn't Mike Tomlin's first rodeo. Yes. And there was some out-coaching. They also, I mean, they just flat-out downshifted into Arthur Smith's comfort zone.
Yes.
They were like, dude, just be smart, safe, and don't do anything.
And you know,
he was like, great, let's just run the football.
Andy, I saw, it was so crazy. I saw Justin Fields' passing chart. There was not one middle of the field throw.
No, they didn't throw it over the middle.
Because they knew who was because Arthur Smith knows.
Yeah,
who's
they know
there.
Where the safeties are.
Yeah. So we're like, exactly. We're not going to throw the ball over the middle.
Yeah, they didn't throw it in between the hashes one time.
One time.
They were outside every throw.
Crazy.
Yep.
Because Arthur Smith knows, first of all, he knows his quarterback.
You know what that is?
And
that's an offensive play caller not allowing the defense's best player to ruin your game.
Yes. Play. But he knows who's over there.
Yeah.
Because you know why? He coached him.
Yeah.
And he knew about it.
Yeah, that. But I also have to think, like, a lot of play callers are smart enough just to be like, yeah, those guys, we want to avoid them.
Carolina wasn't.
No, they weren't.
But, no.
I will say Dallas was. Dallas did a pretty good job of neutralizing Garrett as much as you can.
Dude, they've had a magical game plan against Myles Garrett.
Which
know
is
why?
What you should do.
You know why? Because they changed the freaking look up on him. Mm-hmm. They didn't let him get comfortable. Yep. They didn't let him have to think and react about nothing. Dude. The Steelers knew where Kirk Cousins was going to be the entire game. The entire game. They knew where the actions were going. Nothing affected them at all. It was like, okay, that's cute.
Oh, cool motion.
Oh, cool.
That doesn't mean anything.
Kyle Pitts is in the hip.
Got it.
We know what he's going to do. He's going to push instead of chipping.
Yeah, let him push him. You know how fast I am?
Do you push know me. How good it feels to get somebody a Mac rib sandwich, man?
I bet it does.
And TJ Watkins felt them
because they're engaged,
yes.
Right?
He done got them ribs sauced up, sauce them.
Not on Sunday, he didn't.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. Sauce them ribs up.
It was a dry rub.
Yeah, no,
it was no rub.
Exactly, it got them butt naked ribs. Some damn barbecue sauce on the ribs. Nothing better because they'll do it
that's
to you.
The key. Yeah, I know. Yeah, don't.
All right. Do it to you.
We'll get back into it. That's enough of that for now. It's still frustrating. All right. Let's hear some of what happened last night. The final game of Week 1, Monday Night Football. Pretty good action from San Francisco.
Here's Debo in motion. Jet sweep handoff to Debo. A block and a dive for the goal line. And he's up on the goal line and in. Touchdown! San Francisco, and this one counts. They're not taking it back.
This game was like... Watching Aaron play, you saw Aaron, some vintage Aaron.
Yeah, there were flashes.
But you saw Russ.
Yep.
You saw old offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. You saw, you know, different names. They couldn't really run the football. San Fran's just so good. And we were talking before the show, watching Kyle Shanahan call plays is freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about just the schemes. The ball, it's just amazing how he gets everybody set. We were just a subtle motion just to bump the linebackers over that gives this backside guard a better angle to cut off the linebacker so the ball can come off him.
Yep.
I mean, it was so great to see. It was so fun to see another undrafted free agent running back in this scheme. I've watched it for years with his dad.
Something about that Shanahan family,
watched
man.
It for years with his dad. It don't matter who I give the ball back. My scheme is going to get him production, mm-hmm. which he did last
it
night.
It did.
They were so physical last night. Trick came in. Trick played every damn snap.
Every snap.
But it's funny because the last snap, Trick came off the sideline.
He's going to sleep. He slept good last night. Trent Williams slept. He looked exhausted.
He looked exhausted.
But He also blocked his ass off, played great in his offense. I mean, 32-19 was the final score. It could have been 40-10. Tyrod Taylor looked good when he got in the game fourth quarter, as he tends to do when he gets in games in fourth quarters.
But, oh, Tyrod.
Yeah, no, it was a dominant performance from San Francisco. If there was any worry that any of the offseason nonsense that they had with contracts and stuff like that was going to affect them. Now, I will say, Ayuk didn't play good.
He did
Ayuk
not.
Dropped a few passes. He looked rusty.
He looked rusty. He damn sure did. He looked rusty. I tell you who looked, I don't know, I don't want to say he looked raggedy. I don't like one on Debo.
No.
I don't like one on Debo.
No.
19.
One of my best friends is a diehard 49ers fan. He actually called me last night during the game. Yeah. And I was like, where's Debo?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's wearing one now. But, and I was like, oh, dude, that's...
First of all...
He's not a number one.
The waste of money to buy out the stock of 19.
Well, he needed senior, too.
Yeah.
He needed to get senior on there.
You can put senior on 19.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can put senior on 19. Oh. But the amount of money you waste to buy out the stock of jerseys. But then, like, he would wear one in practice when he was 19. So, but no, Debo...
Yeah,
19
no.
is you.
Debo number 19 is just so much more like physical. Right, 19 feels physical.
He was physical last
night. He sure was.
He came around that end around.
I know. He has mean intentions.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But yeah, I like 19 on Debo.
Me
man.
Too. I had the exact same thought. But nonetheless, it worked out for him. They're a really good team. The Braves aren't. I don't think we're breaking any news here. It's been a tough run.
Yeah.
It's not entirely their fault. Charlie Morton was fantastic yesterday.
Again, ready to go, Charlie.
The streak continues, right? Because I know Schwellenbach had caught it. Didn't they got broke over the weekend? Okay, but so like, aside from one, the Braves have had these incredible starts from the pitchers.
Ready to go, Charlie.
For 27 straight, Charlie goes 6 2/3 last night. Only gives up one run. The Braves couldn't manage to scrap one for him or two. Couldn't get one across. Here's Charlie afterwards.
When you have that attitude in that clubhouse, it's not really about. It's not really about that. It's not really about blame or looking at the other guy. It's more about trying to do the best you can for your teammates and the guys you're spending every day with and being supportive. And if I'm not pitching well, like, I don't feel like I'm being judged. I feel like I'm being supported. That makes it easier. It makes the hard ones a little bit easier to bounce back from, and it makes it a little bit easier just on a day-to-day basis. So when I go out there, it's about the team.
Your ass is being judged. We just ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, no, we were judging you harshly when you were playing bad.
Yeah. I'm talking about
old-ass Charlie.
And he's talking about
now he's playing great.
He's talking about his teammates, though. They don't judge, and you don't judge him publicly. But you're sitting there, you're sitting in your club, in that locker in the club, like,
hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's old.
Do people know that judgment can also be positive? Like, I'm positively judging his performance yesterday. I'm judging it. It was good.
It was great. He was outstanding.
Judges can give good
that's always that one.
Because, results, too.
You know, because... The best thing about a locker room team, you mess up too. Everybody messes up. You know, nobody does anything perfect or anything like that.
Air is human, Randy.
Yes. And that's always a great thing. But yeah, but you still sit back like, drop that damn ball.
Who's on the mound?
It was right in his
hands.
It was right in his damn hands. Catch the damn ball.
Charlie needs a wellness podcast or something. Like that was not just pitching. That wasn't baseball
that
right
was,
there.
He was spit.
That was life.
Charlie was spit.
That was life.
He's been around for a while.
He's old.
He's not old.
For a baseball player.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's like the oldest guy in the league.
How old's Charlie?
40.
No,
40
no,
old man.
That shirt's gotta be 46, right?
No, Charlie's I think he's just 40 years old.
Oh.
Which is not that
old. Rich Hill is still out there. Rich Hill with 47?
Yeah, okay. 47, 48. So just because there's one person older than you, you know what I mean? But 40's not that old though. Like I'm saying. Like 40's actually what I'm hearing people are talking about. It's like the new 25.
Ain't. 40 is 40.
No, it's not what I've been hearing.
You know what your problem is? Same thing with my damn wife.
What?
She says the same thing. 40's, oh, that's the new 25. No, the hell it ain't. It's 40.
What I've been hearing, though, from a lot of people, a lot of health people, is right. 40.
All right, tell me something right here.
Is new.
Tell me something right here, because you're about to be 40.
Oh!
Okay.
Am I about to be 40?
Yeah, you're about to be 40. All right, 25. All right, you remember when you were 25, right?
Vaguely.
What can you do at 25 right now that you can consistently do now?
I can do all the
I'm
same
talking
stuff.
About physically.
You name it.
You a damn lie, Andy. I'm 41 of them. One of 49.
I just endorse. I just endorse Blue Chew, Randy.
I can't do nothing at 40.
I just endorse it. All right.
Yeah, hey, I told you, ain't no love making don't go away from you.
That's what I'm saying.
It's in the blood. Yeah, love making is hereditary. Hereditary.
I feel good. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Feel good, just like Charlie does. Braves are in fourth place now in the wild card, though. It sucks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.